And everything that happens in your relationship with that person is about discovering who they are. And there isn't anybody who doesn't want to be, you know, I used to say at my training, people have the same, we're all the same. We all want to be seen and heard and loved and appreciated and respected and acknowledged and supported. But more than anything, I have found, and what I'm going to, I don't want to have to qualify, this is my story, this is how I do it, I'm just going to say, this is me talking, I'm just going to speak straight out, is that people want to be included. And what that means is they matter, they count. And how do you develop that rapport with somebody? And most people aren't really good question askers. Or listeners. Most people are either good at talking, and the story kind of ends there. And when you become a good listener, you know in your life who those people are. So with that said, this business is absolutely designed, unbelievably, to be able to find out about people, who they are, how they tick, at the deepest level, and at a level that has the most profound impact. It has the possibility and usually the probability of changing their life. And more than that, changing the quality of their life, changing their physical health, their financial health. And even more than that, what happens when they get all that back? What is it that they really came here to do? And that's really what makes my heart sing, is to look at this as a way of creating a kind of conversation that usually takes years to develop and to get into these fields and realms of people's lives, that we just get to prance right in and ask them, you know, well, tell me about your poopies and tell me about, you know, how you sleep and your libido. And and we get to just do that right off the bat, and it just cuts through the ice. Glad it's making a chuckle, Mark. And so it's really an extraordinary thing where not only do we get to do that, but we get to coach each other. Yeah. My right now, coaching you guys, the best that I have to give you, and to be able to say, all right, let me pull you out and share with you how you can even be better. I have permission to go in there with each of you and be able to say, you know, I think you could have, you know, if you'd asked this question, or if you delved in here, you know, or you tracked them in this way, I think you could have gotten results that would have had a lot more stay power. And so you go, yeah, I can see what you're saying, or you don't. But if you do, then what I have done is I observed your program, your process, your way of doing this business, and you've tried it out. And if it works, you're going to adopt it. We are incredible teachers of teachers. And what we're creating are other teachers. That's what this business is all about. We're storytellers, we're teachers. And when you sort of get that that's what we're doing, we're teaching each other how to feel great and then how to turn around and help other people feel great and teach those people how to feel great. That's pretty much all we do. And the other part is we only get paid by how many people feel great who want to keep feeling great. Whether you're leading with a business or a product or whatever, you get paid by the amount of product that goes out the door, period, the end. Wayne, Jerry, everybody gets paid by that. So it's important that people have a really good product experience if they're going to keep taking it. We know a lot of people who take it for a while, and then they fall off, and you wonder why. Well, my belief is somebody did not point out to them the absolute magic and miracle and walk them through and track them and teach them what happened to them. Because what I have found is the most extraordinary thing, which I never would have believed if I hadn't seen it myself. People forget. When a symptom goes away, it doesn't just happen in a nano. It happens gradually. And I'll come back to people say, well, how are those migraines? What migraines? You know, it's like, you got to be kidding me. You don't remember you had migraines? And so this is a tracking business. This is a way that you can connect with people at the deepest, deepest level and ask them the deepest, deepest questions and get them to calibrate on a scale of 1 to 10, which Robin has a health questionnaire that does exactly that. So pretty much, you know, when you think about follow-up, my version of follow-up is getting their story, is making sure they have an extraordinary experience, and by asking the questions of what's really going on with them. I personally don't do anything else. I've deleted everything else personally. And all I care about is, and all they really care about, is what's in it for them. Next. What is the first thing they need to focus on? And most people will say, I can't sell this if I don't like it, or if I don't notice something, if I don't feel good about it. So to me, that's the business. People say, I don't want to do the business, but my Aunt Tilly, she's not sleeping through the night. Do you think that would help her? Great, let's not do the business. Let's call your Aunt Tilly. Well, isn't that interesting? Because people have a real thing about doing a business, a particular business in this way, and network marketing. I mean, so there's some statistics that it's helpful to know. 87% of all people do not have a good feeling about network marketing. And if you just kind of let people unfold by focusing on them every step of the way about what's next for them, how they feel, what's going on for them, and be all about them, and tracking them and teaching them, the business, in my opinion, takes care of itself. So what I do is I have a protocol, and it's like take the body balance until you feel something. Everybody knows I have a self-saturation program. If you choose to adopt it, you know, great. I get the best results with that. It's not that difficult from my point of view to get people to do it because I tell them it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to remineralize. But bottom line is, you know, people will raise their flags, and I know I'm really good at helping people get over hurdles, but whatever you can do to help people take enough that they actually notice a difference is what is going to make the difference, and then tracking it. So I take on, because nobody's going to write a story, and Diane, you are a most excellent example. I mean, Diane and I were at convention last year, and I said to Diane, so, honey, how's it going? Tell me. What are you really noticing? And
Diana.
It was a joke.
Diana.
Yeah. Thank you, honey. And Diana was, you know, well, you know, I feel, you know, I've noticed a few things. Ha! 4 hours later, I was able to extract from her the most extraordinary story that I have to date. I mean, Diana had so much stuff going on, and nobody had ever asked her specifically and targeted the areas of her life that were being deeply affected, that she was absolutely pulling her hair out. And she's such a, you know, a fighter and a survivor that she just kind of buried it all and gone on with her life and hardly noticed that all that stuff had happened. But when we finally got this story out, you know, she wept. I mean, it was like, it was unbelievable. It was absolutely unbelievable. And can I tell you how many times it happens? Let me put it this way. It never not happens, ever. I never get a person, it just doesn't happen, who says, well, I just noticed a little. And by the time I finish with them, they're appalled and floored and absolutely blown away at what actually did happen to them. Nobody asked them the questions along the way. That is the follow-up, 100%, period, the end, in my book. Because if you can get that piece, and you only have one chance to get it, it's when they're going through some kind of relationship with a body balance and remineralizing their bodies to some point where they notice a difference. The more they do, the better their story, the more belief they will have, and the better they'll be able to share it with somebody else. I mean, for me, that's just how it is. So you have to find your way of your belief and your confidence in what these minerals actually do to help people turn their lives around. And my belief is it is your job to learn stories of every single person that you come in contact with, the stories that are on Liquid Stories, the stories that are on the various websites, mine included. And if you go to my website, I can tell you what my perfect story looks like. Diane Kachi's story is there. It's in a lot of places, but it's also on my website under testimonials. And that's how I like a story to end up. And that's what you're going for, is a story like Diane's. Now, she has a lot more components to her story because she had a lot more health issues, which she herself was not even aware of. But right under where it says testimonials, there's a section there that says people who have been personally coached by Holly. And I wrote all those stories up. And then I turned around and I taught people how to tell those stories. And those people took off. So, you know, there's another piece of this, which is if you really do this right, you will end up with so many people that what also happened to Diana will sabotage your business for the short term until you can figure out how to balance it out again. You know, we're sitting on something that is so potent and so life-changing, and when you learn how to talk about it, it's crazy. There's nobody that could hear you and speak about what this thing really does if you get articulate about it that wouldn't want to do it. Now, the question is, every person requires a lot of time to follow them up and to get the results to where they're actually skilled and trained and confident and capable of turning around and sharing that information with somebody else. I mean, I would venture to say that's 20 hours per person to get them to where they can turn around and share it with somebody else. Now, you can have them just come out of the box and just sign up 10 people the first week when they don't know what they're talking about. But I think what a lot of people find is it doesn't really work to start more people than you have time to follow up with. And Diana experienced that enormously. And we've had many, many conversations about that topic. And in truth, one of the brilliant things that I fell into by mistake, most of this business has been an accident as far as I could tell, is in my personal world. And I won't discuss what that is, but it meant that I went slowly enough and I was so fascinated about each person and I took so much time with each person that each person got so hand-groomed that... that they became successful. And I want to share with you that the call that you're right on now is the same call that Robin was on, you know, 8 or 10 years ago that we did every Monday morning at, you know, 10 or 10:30 for a year plus. And every single one of those people became diamond. And they were my only diamonds for years. You cannot know how important this call is. It is going to make or break you. And for you to have a place to check in, mastermind, track, and have the kind of coaching that is available to you now that we didn't have, you know, we were just making it up as we were going along. But now we're kind of tried and proven here. We've got some track record that's undeniable. And so you don't have to recreate the wheel, which is brilliant. You just get to go, oh, that works. Okay. So I'm here to tell you, in my opinion, don't start more people than you can follow up. Many people have fallen into that pit, and it has stressed them out to the max, to where they got so burned out that they didn't want to do the business at all. It just totally, they imploded. So it's not just the person that you're starting. Those people multiply pretty quickly. And if you do it right in the first month and you get them and you track each one of them, I mean, you consider 20 hours a person in the first month. If you're really, I mean, you know, however you do it, this is how I did it. And you started 3 or 4 people, well, you can do the numbers. I mean, that's a part-time job. Now, you surely can do it less. And the question is, are you answering all their questions? Are you really tracking them? I mean, now I'm capable of doing it in a lot more efficient time, but I still take in the very beginning to get who they are and what's going on for them and spending time with them that there's a level of listening and hearing what it is that is of concern to them. And I, you know, it's a dance, because one of the things that happens is people want to be your best friend. You're the first person to ever listen to them, and about things that really, really matter. And all of a sudden it's like, well, how do, you know, because you're sharing it with your friends. That's the other piece. And then it wants to bleed over into every other subject that the two of you have in common and how to keep it on track. And so there's ways to manage that. You know, one of the things I generally say is, you know, I got my business cap on. I've got a lot of calls that I need to make, and I really wanted to check in with you to see how it's going. And, you know, if we could take, you know, if we could stay really on point about, you know, your body and what's going on for you, that would be really helpful to me, and I'm all over anything that's going on for you. So let's begin. What's going on? Let me ask you this question, you know, physically, sleep-wise, emotionally, whatever else, food cravings, energy, mental clarity, all the other questions that Robin has. So each one of those questions, to flush them out and then get them to do a read and not have to tell you their entire history, you know, keep them somewhat on point, is an art form, and you'll get better and better at it as time goes by. And then as people, I mean, we know people, it's the monkey see, monkey do business. What you do is what they'll do every time. And if it looks like, you know, this conversation, you know, has gone in a lot of other directions, and they were you didn't have an appointment with them, or they were otherwise occupied and they were resentful because it wasn't a really good time for them. I mean, there are things about making a call really successful, like, how, you know, do you have time now? You can set up an actual appointment. Let's talk, you know, at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. And the first few times, it's going to take longer. And after that, when you get the hang of it, you're going to get a sense of how this is going. But the first few times, you know, it might take half an hour, an hour, to see what's really going on for you, and then you'll get a chance. And then I have a thing that I do, which is, I don't really want to tell somebody when I know that body of information is somewhere else and I can get them to read it. I'm always trying to empower people to learn and grow, and then ask the more intelligent questions that they maybe don't understand about what they just read. So I might have someone read 3 or 4 stories. I might have them fill out the health questionnaire before we ever got on the phone so that I could go over it again and say, well, what didn't you understand, or tell me more about that? I try not to be the first cut. While their product is coming, I send them to my website. You've got Team Crown, you've got all these audio files, you've got, you know, whatever Robin and Michael are sending you to. There's a lot of education. And I never do a call with somebody where I don't give them a piece of homework between now and when I talk to them again. And, you know, here's an article I think you'd really like. All right, the next thing I want you to know and understand is XYZ. So, you know, for me, it's my self-saturation and wellness program. Or if they've got some health challenges, it might be that I give them a little nutrition information. Or they're interested in seaweed, you know, why seaweed? And I'd have them Google that or go read, you know, some articles about that, whatever. But I want people to realize I'm the leader. I'm the what. They're the when, but I'm the what. And I'm going to tell them. And they need to count on me. They need to look to me to guide them, because they don't have anybody else that's going to do it. And if you think that they are in a heartbeat going to be up to speed where they can bring other people in when they haven't been, you know, educated and trained about at least where to send people to learn information, you're setting yourself up for failure. It's like, and that's part of training people so that they don't fail, training them to succeed. And that means they have to have a good experience every step of the way, and that you're right there to answer their questions, and you're right there to track them and to have them see what this experience is really doing to their bodies, so that they can have the same aha that Diana had, was like, holy cow, this stuff really works. Because I will tell you, most people will not attribute the things that are happening to them to body balance. they're so busy with their own life, they do not have a relationship with their body. And so for you to point out, look, between this week and next week, I want you to notice if you're eating less, if you're sleeping less, how many times are you getting up in the night? I want you to really pay attention to your ability to track and focus and concentrate and to see if any food cravings are shifting. I mean, across the board, everybody I work with has some experience in one, if not all five, of the questions that I typically ask. And it's because I'm constantly asking them, how's it going? What do you notice? On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate yourself now? And as their numbers go up, you celebrate. And if they go into a detox, you celebrate. Great, it's working. And you give them a heads up. 50% of the people, if you're going to do a cell saturation program, will experience some kind of detox. And if it is, you can totally control it and totally be comfortable. You do not have to worry about being near the John or not being able to work or, you know, being dysfunctional. You, if you know what those things are, then when you get the first hint of it, all it means is you're spilling toxins faster than your body can release them through its normal channels. And here are the typical things that people experience. So if it happens, you know, use your common sense. Simply back off till those toxins pass through normal channels, and then you're on your way again. I have a handout that I call Lists to Learn, and it's under how to have a solid product-based business. It's sort of three-quarters of the way down on my toolbar. That little gem, I realize, is what I say when I introduce this to a new person. And there is no person who could stand up to that little litany of those four memorized lists that wouldn't say, holy cow, I want that. And that List to Learn walks people through the entire process of not only what other people have experienced as far as things that they might have been diagnosed with from other clinics and other places that they have been health challenged, and if that's what they're dealing with is a health challenge. Some people just want more energy, and some people are just interested in the business. I'm aware of that. But those little four lists give people a thumbnail of everything that's to come, of the remineralization, of what people have experienced before and after, and you know, of the quality of life that people actually end up with. So it's an amazing little piece, Lists to Learn, and anybody I work with, it's mandatory that they learn and memorize those Lists to Learn, and because it makes people so instantly versatile and instantly capable of being able to describe what it is that goes on in the work that we do. So those are some ideas of, you know, of what this looks like and why I'm so passionate about it and why I don't want to lose anybody, because when they did the numbers on my particular organization, they found that I had the highest retention rate in the history of network marketing, in the history of network marketing. My personal success was at 70%. My group was averaging at that time 50%. The industry standard is 10% retention. And it's not called network marketing for nothing. It requires you to really learn and be conversant and be able to get in there and be a personal trainer and a life coach, if you will, to really track people. Because what we found was, if I'm keeping 50, 60, 70% of the people I work with, and someone else is only keeping 10% of the people they work with from the beginning of the year to the beginning of the next year, how much more time do you think I have available to spend with my people and end up with the same results? Try 5 to 7 times the amount of time I spend with people than most other people do. But the difference is my people end up trained, and my people don't go anywhere. And so my business builds. It's accumulative. I'm not continually starting over. Now, there is an attrition rate, because 50% means 50% of the people are dropping out, and 70% means 30% of the people are dropping out. So there is, you know, there is an attrition rate in any business. You may not know, but even in the world of entrepreneurial businesses, 1 in 10 businesses succeed. So network marketing isn't really any different than any other business out there that's trying to get, you know, get started. But the way that you take those percentages up, where you don't have to continually start over again, is that you track, teach, follow up to the point where they can turn around and teach what you just taught them. From my point of view, so I'll just finish one sentence.
Yeah.
So my point of view is, until they can teach what the mineralization is or how to tell a story to someone else, they're not good to go. They haven't learned it yet. And then you keep staying with them until you've done the tell, show, try, and do, and they're successful, and you sign off on them. And then it's support from there on out. There you have it. Okay, Robin, take it away.
Well, I just wanted to thank you. So brilliant, Holly, your passion and your clarity about what you found keeps people involved. So anyway, I just want to give people a few minutes to do some, you know, questions, comments. What were you thinking, and what would you like Holly to coach you on before we close the call? You have about 10 more minutes.
Wow. Well, that's a mouthful. Oh, my God. That was quite a download. You know, oh, my God, no, it's completely phenomenal. First of all, to hear just the tone of your voice when you describe your experience, and it's so just coming from your being that something is being translated beyond the words that's hard for me to even articulate in this moment. However, with that being said, I do feel with the meshing of what Michael said last week and, of course, what Holly said this week, that there is some sort of alchemical thing happening, because, you know, you're coming from kind of two different directions from the same beast or the same creative force that's happening with Life Force and the healing work that we're all doing that we're here to do. So I don't know. You answered questions I didn't even know I would even answer or have. So I don't really have a question for you, Holly. I just would love to talk to you every day. No, because there is something about that.
You're so welcome to call. You are so welcome to call.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, and I think that's really what it is. You know, the saying, one of the first things you said was about people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's it. That's it. You know, bonding with your people is really where that's. I experienced that with my bodywork clients, and it's the bond that creates trust, and that's where the healing is. And so, thank you. I don't know what to say, but I just said it, I guess.
Oh, Mark, warms my heart. Thank you so much. I feel so heard. Thank you, and appreciated, and acknowledged, and respected, and loved, and appreciated. Thank you.
Oh, Diana, or Rosemary, what are your thoughts? How did this impact you? And if you're talking, we can't hear you because maybe
you're muted. They're blown away. They're passed out. You knocked them out, Holly. They're fucking laying on the ground.
Hello?
Hi.
There we go.
Hello?
Yes.
We just got in a cab, and they're admiring. They're seeing if that's a diamond bracelet I found. Holly doesn't know that story. It's a good omen, Holly. I might have found a diamond bracelet.
while she was on the call, walking out, you know, down the airway concourse.
Oh my God!
I know. They're checking it out now, my girlfriend. Anyway, so I'm here and I heard everything you said. And what's the question? Do I have any questions for her? I've always got questions for her.
Or comments, you know, based on this topic.
Well, you're really talking my language when you got to the part about, because most of this I've heard a couple of times at your trainings. It's always good to hear it again. But when you said, you know, about the retention rate, if you can keep up the retention rate, then you actually end up with more time. Because your method is extremely labor-intensive, highly educational, I'll say, as far as learning about yourself, too, and about other people. But in the long run, that really got my attention there, because it makes perfect sense that in the long run, you're going to end up spending less time, because if you just focus at front end with the people and keep them in and have them be able to tell a story to other people and bring people in, then you're actually saving time. You may be putting a lot of time into them, but in the long run. All right, and we're in traffic, so I'm going to mute out, but that's what I wanted to say.
Great. Yeah. That's that. If we're all about time, that's pretty powerful.
Yes.
Way to think about it. And, you know, it's like with any business, customer service is really what creates success for the long term. That's what people invest in. You know, easier to keep a new person involved for the long term than the energy to bring in someone new. So, you know, there are different, everyone's going to find their own balance of, you know, just out there just bringing in the numbers and really taking care of who we bring in. And it's great. That's why it's so great to hear from different leaders, you know, to hear really what's worked for them. But I think this is so important, the piece about the caring. And I think it applies whether it's a customer or a business partner. That knowing that we care and that we're there for them makes all the difference in their confidence going forward. So, hey, Rosemarie, are you there? Did you want us to add anything? I don't know where she happened. She's muted out still. We can't hear you, though. All right.
So I have a question, Holly. You said for one person it's 20 hours is a good chunk of time, and I do appreciate that. And I can see it being quite an investment in how it can help you in the long run as far as getting somebody really honed into their own experience, so they can articulate it. Do you have any insight or little tricks of the trade, if you will, on how to maybe streamline that? Or I guess I could check out that document you were talking about on your site. That sounds like a great tool to use with people and to have them hone in on their body. Because this is where I experience it with my bodywork clients, is people are not in their body. And it takes sometimes 3 or 4 sessions just to get them in their body. So it takes a lot of skill to get people in their body and to keep them in their body, for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, when you think about it, it's not just that's 20 hours of coaching time in the first month. And that goes towards that person or, you know, whatever else might come in through them. But there's a lot of also directing them to other areas of education that
right.
You don't want to be downloading or spoon feeding them. And, you know, I know that my calls in the beginning, I mean, this call was an hour, right? So
yeah.
That's one call. So that's 5 hours right there, or 4 hours, whatever. And then there is the endless follow-up of, you know, did you get your product? And the first few conversations, I mean, it's not unreasonable to have an extended conversation the first 2 or 3 times that are an hour plus. And you'll just be amazed at the bonding that happens with that. It's like we're professional friend makers. You know, and
right.
and it's not like we don't care about the people that we're working with just because they're earning us money.
You know, it's got no bearing on it. I mean, the people in my life force business are really some of my best friends and the people I've known the longest and that have stood by me and cared about me and helped me get a life that my life back. And then other people who come in and help me produce, you know, the income that has given me a lifestyle that is absolutely unheard of. And I feel like we're all so tied at the hip now that there's nothing that could happen or hasn't happened that we haven't all come back together again, because it's an ongoing family and they're the people who we know the best. So
Holly, I think you're talking really about business partners that would require this much time and energy, whether they start on the product, but to really help and support them, because they're probably more receptive to spending that much time, too. They're wanting to get trained. I mean, is that right? Because I imagine not all customers want to spend that much time with you. So that might change over time.
No, that's not true, Robin, because it always gets into nutrition. It always gets into some ideas and where to shop and, you know, what to how to support their life in being a life coach in the areas of their stress management. And, I mean, those are what I call value added. Those are the areas when I bond with a person about how their life is actually. So I'm, you know, I'm talking to, how's your energy? Well, I work so hard and I do this and that and I'm picking my kids up and I do, you know. And so then we start talking about creative ways that they can start doing different things in their life. And then they talk about how they're tired all the time, and then we start talking about food combining. And all of those documents are on my website. It's not like I'm like a nutritionist telling somebody. I'm always pointing them to that direction. And then it might be just going over their exercise program or their patterns of pushing themselves. I mean, you know, Robin, you and I have had those conversations of, like, how to take a break and go to bed early and, you know, whatever. Those are the conversations that are part of the life that a person has that surrounds the body balance. Because if you want someone to have dramatic results, try just getting them to have an extra apple a day or common sense that you don't have to be a nutritionist for. Just talk about not eating, you know, meat and carbohydrates together. I mean, that stuff is basic that we should all know. And if you're going to be in there and really make this a career, in my opinion, you can't just keep the blinders on that people have a big life and a lot of things impact that life. And one of the main things is what they put in their damn mouth. And, you know?
True.
So, like, it's all gearing them towards the shake and healthy habits and stress management and really easy food ideas of carrying your food with you and having, you know, fruit. It's basic. You know,
And Holly, it's a complete paradigm shift for people. I mean, it is a complete and utter lifestyle change of what they've been taught and how they've been guided through life through their parents and society. So it's, you know, kind of holding people's hands in a way.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, it's a profound shift for some people, more so than others, obviously.
And once you get somebody having those dramatic results, of course they're going to get excited because they're going to have even more dramatic results than the body balance will do on their own. And it's a natural conversation of, like, things you've learned, things I've learned. We're all learning from each other about how to take care of our bodies, which includes exercise and stress management and things that we all, you know, that's part of this package. It's part of our life.
Well, I hate to say it, but we need to wrap our call up here. And so part of the beauty of these calls, really, is so that you can get to know better some of the wisdom and approaches of your upline, so you feel like, you know, you have a connection and resource and access to them. And anyway, Holly's given us her website, and a lot of her wisdom's been poured into there. So anyway, I just really appreciate your wisdom and hard-earned learning that you've passed along to us, what you've done, you've given your heart and soul to for the last 12 years. Thanks, Holly. And so let's just close with just an action step that you're taking with you from this call for, you know, the next week.
Well, I think for me, I'm going to jump in and say after having this conversation, I really want to really focus on Matthew, the person I signed up about a month ago, we've been trying to communicate with because his aunt, you know, has had surgery and everything. So I really kind of get in there with him and hold his hand a little more and kind of get more questions on how he's doing, kind of what Holly was talking about. So really focus with Matthew, and then also really start fresh with this focused bonding, if you will, listening to my new customer Andrew. I think he can be a really powerful ally and as a business as well, business partner. So those are my two big goals for this next week.
Awesome.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Oh, awesome, Mark.
Okay. And Rosemary, did you come back? Are you here? She may be stuck in mute land somewhere. I don't know.
Not mute land, no.
Are you there? No. Okay, how about Diana? Can you jump back in here for a sec? She's now in her taxi. Okay, well, let's assume that all this percolating and we'll each find ways to really integrate some of this wisdom into our activities this next week. And I like what you said, Mark, about, you know, let's take at least one person or two persons and put the energy and focus and attention and just see what happens. If you don't have a lot of time, because a lot of people on this call don't have a lot of time, free time in their life, but we can start to really cultivate that relationship with one or two people and see how that goes. And we'll learn from that.
Sounds perfect. Thank you so much, Robin and Holly. I really appreciate your time and passion and love that you exude. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Oh, it's being mirrored right back in you. I can feel it myself, Mark. It's a joy to hear you and what you're doing. Congratulations and bells on, and I look forward to hearing the next chapter.
Likewise,
right.
My dear. I look forward
to
it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.